It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Shane Mast in studio. Shane, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what are the new things we need to know about the real estate market? What's happening right now?
Well, if you've been following the news, which a lot of us are right now as far as the economy, interest rates are on the rise. This is not a surprise. We knew it was coming. The Fed announced that they're going to start raising rates in March. And kind of as a precursor to that, Fannie and Freddie are raising their rates, and in turn, rates are climbing quickly.
So we've seen these lower rates for quite a while, and maybe some people have forgotten what's the impact on the market when this starts to happen.
Yeah, so historically, 5 to 6 has been a great rate, but that's before all the houses appreciated so quickly, 20% a year over the last several years. Over the last couple of years, they've been hovering around 3 and sometimes into the 2.9, 2.8% for a 30-year conventional. Right now, they have gone up very quickly, over 0.5% in the last 10 days. The average conventional loan right now is 3.75. And a lot of your listeners are thinking, well, that sounds like a great rate. It is still a great rate. But what happens when you have quick appreciation like we have had, buyers are with these low rates, have been able to afford much higher houses, much higher priced houses. But as that percentage goes up, every 1% that they go up, a buyer loses about 9 to 10% of their purchasing power. So if they get to 5 when they were at 3, a 2% increase in rates gives a buyer 20% less buying power. What that means is if somebody was pre-qualified for a $300,000 house at 3%, if rates go up to 5%, they no longer qualify for $300,000. They now qualify for $240,000. So that's a $60,000 drop with a 2% increase in interest rates. So those of you looking for $300 houses right now, if you get bumped down to a $240,000 house, that's a significantly different house that you're now looking for.
And so is that going to impact prices, do you think?
It will, yeah. So a lot of people have been predicting a crash or a correction for quite some time because of the appreciation. And then you got the other side saying, no, we can't have a crash with low inventory because the buyer demand is there. But buyer demand is going to drop because their purchasing power is going to go down. And so that's going to cause inventory to rise. There's going to be houses will sit on the market longer when less people can afford them.
So, and for some people, maybe they qualify for a more expensive house than they actually want to purchase. Mm-hmm. But you could have had a situation then where maybe you're looking at a $1,200 a month payment. Mm-hmm. And now for the same house, it's going to be $1,400, $1,500.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Even $1,600 for that same house. And majority of people, especially under $500,000 price range, the majority of buyers buy based on what they can afford monthly, not the bigger picture of how much the house costs. So as the interest rates rise, those people are going to have to settle for lower priced houses, which is going to make houses stay on the market longer. And there will be some relief in prices here shortly, but it's almost a false relief because you'll be buying the same house for the same payment. It's just the number at the end that the purchase price will go down, but it's not going to help your finances like a lot of people were hoping. A lot of people have been waiting. I'm going to wait till prices go down, but that's fine if interest rates stay where they're at. But if interest rates go up and prices go down, it's kind of a wash for buyers.
So for sellers right now, what should their strategy be if they're thinking about selling a home?
Well, it depends on their situation. If they're going to sell and buy a home, I think there's a small window left to do that and still cash in on these low rates when they're buying, and also at the high prices. Right now, till mid spring, we'll probably stay under 4% interest. I'm hoping we do, but if somebody's going to sell and not buy, they'll be fine probably for the next 6 months and still get a really good price for their house.
And we're still dealing around the Umpqua Valley and really nationwide, but it seems like especially here with this inventory issue.
Absolutely. I think the only thing that can make the inventory go up. And we're at about 1 month of inventory. And I've said this before, but I don't know how many listeners are listening every week, but a balanced market between a seller's market and a buyer's market is 6 months of inventory. And we are, anything below six is a seller's market. And we are all the way down to 1 month of inventory. But as you see interest rates go up, buying power goes down. Their inventory should go up because of that. And the other thing is we have all the foreclosures that will start hitting the market here soon. There was a 2-year mortgage moratorium where you couldn't foreclose on people. And that ended in September. And so did the forbearances. There were about 3 million people not paying their mortgage. And we just had a guest speaker at Oregon Life Homes yesterday that was saying that 20% of the people on forbearances did not start paying their mortgage when they ended. That means they're all in default, 20% of that 3 million. So you can imagine how many foreclosures we'll see in the next 6 to 12 months.
Now, you mentioned having somebody in to talk. I know that you guys put a lot of value on continuing to develop professionally and bringing in those resources so you're up to speed as to what all people need to know if they're working in your profession.
Absolutely. Oregon Life Homes is a new real estate brokerage that was started by agents from every other company in town. We have Keller Williams, Remax, Berkshire Hathaway, Century 21 agents, and we all kind of got together and what's lacking in our industry, number one, was training. And we train like crazy. We have a Monday morning, 10 a.m. We have a Monday, 5 p.m. Every other Tuesday or Wednesday, we have a continuing education. And every Thursday, we go 2 or 3 hours of training and usually bring in someone smarter than us. Like we have Heather Koffel, the tax assessor, is coming next Thursday. We have lenders. We have, you know, people from the Watermaster office. We want our agents to know more than anybody else knows about everything that has to do with property and real estate so that they can better serve their clients.
And I know people sometimes will say, well, I can do this myself and I just fill out this form and we'll buy it and we'll sell it. Mm-hmm. There are so many aspects to selling a home and buying a home and issues that can come even down further down the line if you don't do everything properly.
Yeah. The bottom line is for sale by owners sell for 20% less than a house listed by a realtor. So if they're trying to save the 5% commission to lose another 15%, excuse me, it doesn't quite work. And the other thing is, it's been recently, a recent study said that there's about 45 people that touch a real estate transaction from start to finish. And your real estate agent knows all 42 of those people from the title, escrow, lenders, appraisers, inspectors. They have a relationship with all those people and know how to manage all of that. And a for sale by owner is just generally, there are a few that do it all the time that do have relationships with all these people. But your agent generally is going to have relationships with all 45 of those people to be able to help you have a good, smooth transaction.
So for people right now that are thinking about a buying, it sounds like maybe speeding up the process would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think talking to your agent, if you have an agent, I would make an appointment with them immediately. If you don't have an agent, we have 54 of them at Oregon Life Homes that are highly trained and ready to help you. But yeah, they will sit down and go over your financial situation, hook you up with the correct lender for you and your situation, and see if buying right now is a good idea for you or not. We're not going to pressure anybody into buying, but we're going to show you this is what it looks like if you were to buy a house right now. This is about where your payment would be, and make an informed decision.
So how do people connect with you?
You can always call us at 541 excuse me 391-4945, or just if you just Google Oregon Life Homes, you'll get us our website right there online.
All right, Shane Mass, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
859.